You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to catch up with medal-winning Paralympics GB visually impaired skier Neil Simpson and his guide Rob Poff here on RNIB Connect Radio, who have won the first medal of the Games for Paralympics GB with their silver in the Alpine combined at the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games. So firstly, congratulations Neil and Rob on that first medal of the Games for Paralympics GB with a silver in the Alpine combined.
Thanks very much. Very pleased with the performance that we had yesterday and delighted to have a silver medal for it.
It must feel so good having won that silver in the Alpine combined, having just missed off the medals in the downhill and the Super G.
Yeah, it's obviously very nice to be rewarded for the performance. I think with the performances we had in the downhill and Super G, the performances were moving in the right direction, but we were just shy from the podium, as you said, in both of them. I'm delighted to have gotten the silver medal for the performance yesterday.
And the Alpine combined has both the speed event with the Super G and then the more technical event with the slalom. Do take me through both your Super G and slalom runs, as you were pretty fast in that Super G.
Yeah, I think we wanted to build on the Super G run that we did together in the individual Super G race, which we did. We made some changes and some improvements there, albeit we were fourth, but a little bit closer to the top step. We felt like we had a good run. There was some room for improvement, but the beauty of the combined is that you have that second leg of the slalom to make up the difference. I think we really executed the plan well together in the slalom. We were in a great place in training, skiing really well together. So it was a matter of putting that into the race, and we knew we could bump up a few places. And yeah, had a great inspection together, was feeling really confident, and we executed that plan together.
And you did a really fast run in the slalom. And is it hard when you've done a really good time and you're waiting for other skiers to come after you and thinking, are they going to knock me off sort of certain medal places?
I'd say it's a nerve-wracking wait, but ultimately it's part of skiing with the way the sport is. It's obviously you compete individually and then it's the time-based, so it is part of the skiing, but it does make it it makes it more of an experience, I would say, because you have got that wait, and it does make it more of a relief, I'd say, when your performances are rewarded with a medal.
Yeah, I suspect it's good when you know you're certainly in the medal position and it's just a case of waiting to see whether it's gold, silver or bronze.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little bit of a waiting game. But yeah, we knew when we combined in that slalom leg of how good that run was, because if we do stay well connected with one another and the communication's good, then we're travelling with momentum the whole way down the run. Then we know we're in a good shot to bump up a few places, and it was just a waiting game in the end. But unfortunately, it wasn't just that last extra place in that we could bump up to, but we'll see what happens over the next few days. It's good to know we've got another two opportunities left.
And Neil, what about the conditions out there, not just the snow but also the light out there, because it was a bit cloudy for the women's Super G in the Alpine combined, then it got a little bit more sunny for the men's Super G, and then obviously a bit more sunny later on in the day for the slalom. Does the sort of conditions affect you at all with the vision that you have, and in certain conditions are you relying more on the communications from Rob?
I'd say obviously we train in a variety of conditions, so it's just about our sort of preparedness and adaptability for the different conditions. With the goggles, we have lenses that we can change out so they're sort of optimal for the condition that we're skiing in. I think with sort of those points in mind, we were able to be well placed, and I was able to sort of manage the conditions as they were. I think the snow helped as well. I know it's obviously been very warm, but they've done a really good job of keeping the snow in a good condition, and that makes it more predictable for myself, and it also makes it obviously more predictable for Rob, and he doesn't have to update me as regularly on the snow condition. So I think with all those factors in mind, I think they've done a good job, and it turned out quite well with the conditions yesterday.
And Rob, do you change your guiding at all for Neil in both events? Because from looking at the slalom, it seemed that the skiers were closer to their guides in the slalom compared to the Super G. Do you change things at all for the different events?
Not necessarily. I mean, naturally, just because of the space between the gates, that distance can open up that fair bit more, and due to the speed aspect as well. But some parents like to be closer or slightly further apart than others. There's a slight change in the communication with what we speak about and what I relay back to Neil. Just purely in the slalom, there's a lot more combinations and things like that. So I need to be making sure I'm on the ball, counting down to them, giving Neil a heads up what's coming up. And obviously where to ski with a little bit more direction and things like that. Yeah, not a huge amount of difference in chat from me, but yeah, obviously my background is in slalom, so, and it's what I loved racing myself. And I think it's one of Neil's potentially his favourite disciplines. So we work well together in that respect ski well and put some good skiing down. And hopefully we can do that in the next few races like we have been doing in training.
I was going to say, now that you have won that silver in the Alpine combined and a good run in the slalom too, and with the giant slalom and the slalom coming up later in the games, have you sort of got hopes for maybe more medals?
I'd say with our attitude, I think it's all about the performance. Ultimately, yeah, we performed really well yesterday, especially in the slalom. So I think if we can try and replicate that level of performance in the giant slalom and the slalom, then that's the main thing, and then we'll see what the results bring.
And it must be such a boost for the rest of the team now that you have won the first Paralympics GB medal of the Games with the silver in the Alpine combined.
Yeah, hopefully it's a little bit of inspiration for the whole team. There's an incredible bunch of athletes on the Paralympics GB team this year, so yeah, hopefully it's a big boost for them, and it's definitely a bit of a boost for us. So let's keep working towards them top steps.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Neil and Rolf, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And congratulations again on your silver in the Alpine combined at the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.